Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. It's your guy Larry, and you just tuned in to another episode of Larry's Biblecast. How you guys doing today? Hopefully you guys are doing awesome, doing wonderful, doing well. And yes, it has been a little bit since I've been since I've done a recording. And let me catch you up to speed. So I was on a vacation. My wife and I was on a good, nice little vacation, and got a chance to go on a cruise together. And we had a great time, just happy to be back and rejuvenated. And we've been back on the grind for a little while. So I kind of took a little time off to kind of get myself back and get in the groove again. So some of you might can relate to that, being on vacation and then have to go back to work. So that's what I was doing. And listen, I have in the next segment prayer that I was moved to pray for the families in Uvalde and also Buffalo. So again, continue to pray, not just for those cities and those families, definitely for those families, but for this nation. Okay, we're in a pivotal time in our world today, in our nation as well, but also in our world because of all the things that are happening in our world. We have, you know, we still have the battle or the war that's in Ukraine. We have that going on as well. And we have so many different things that's going on in our world. We have the pandemic still. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still there. Also, again, school shootings, mass shootings, and violence everywhere. Listen, I'll be the first to tell you, you know, we're living in this world, and as believers, we have to take on responsibility to really seek the Lord in times like this. Seek him while he may be found. And yes, there's a lot of things that we can talk about, whether we're, like you said, we're in the last days, and how the devil is having a field day in our world today, and violence and people taking up on things on themselves and being in the flesh. It's just a bad time. But understand this, that we still have to pursue God like never before. Those of us that read our words and spend time in prayer, let's really dig our heels in and really begin to continue to pray. Pray for things that we see. We can't be blind. We can't look the other way when things like this happen. So I plead with each and every one of us. The body of Christ is more than just your local church. I mean, it's good to have that community of believers, but we need to have the body of Christ. That means we need to unite all across the entire world. And we really need to be crying out to the Lord on behalf of all these things that are happening. Amen. Last thing I want to mention is today is my father's birthday, and my father's gone on to be with the Lord. So praise God. Number one, he doesn't have to worry and see all these things that we have been going through here on earth. But I want to just dedicate this moment here, just thanking him for being such an awesome and wonderful father that he has been. I thank God that God has blessed me to have a father in my life. I know that some of you out there didn't have fathers and didn't have great fathers in your life. I know that all of us have not been the best fathers that we could have been and maybe should have been. But I want to thank God for my dad and just praise God for everything that he did, the sacrifices he made, and not just that, but just the instructions and the guidance that my father had in my life. So he's gone on to be with the Lord many years ago now. It's been almost 10 years plus now. So it's been a while. But I want to say this. For those of you that have a father, those of you that have a mother, don't forget about them. And if you haven't talked to your parent, talk to your father, your mother, man, try to reach out to them. Try to reach out to them, because just like my father is no longer here, I praise God for the times that I've had with him. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful for being able to talk with him and close that chapter of my life with him. I can't never get that time back, but I can see him again, and I look forward to seeing him again. But I will say this, for those of you that are out there that your father and mother is still living, man, don't let a day, don't let an hour go by without reaching out to them and telling them how you feel and how much you love them and how much you appreciate them. And maybe they weren't maybe they weren't the best father and mother. But you know what? At some point, you got to mend that relationship, because they won't always be there, be around. I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes it's not the mother and father goes, it may be you. But some kind of way, don't let that silence keep going without trying to reach out to them and saying, hey, you know, whether it's trying to mend it and trying to get it back together again, or maybe just talking it out, whatever it may be. So I just wanted to mention that, maybe for those that someone that might be listening. But for the meantime, Dad, I miss you. I love you. Thank you for everything, being such a good man in my life. And I appreciate you. All right. So that's about it for me. I want you guys to enjoy this next episode of Larry's Biblecast. We're going to get into day 12 of favor. Hope you enjoy this next episode and see what God has for us. All right. Talk to you soon. God bless. All right. So welcome back. Listen, before we get into our devotion this morning, I want to open up with a word of prayer. And like some of you, we've seen the news, we've been watching the news, and just seeing what has been going on, transpiring in our world and in our country. And so I think that the people of Uvalde, Texas, that community there, the families of the children that were massacred, that were killed by it was a school shooting. And I'm sure a lot of you have already heard the story already. And so it's been, as of this recording, it's been over almost going on a week since that tragedy has happened. And not just that situation, but also the situation that occurred in Buffalo at a grocery store as well. I'll be honest with you, there's some things that honestly I know, as like some of you, I don't have the answer to. It's a tragedy, and it's sad. And like some of you, I've also excuse me, I've been kind of bothered by it myself. Had a chance to take it all in, and just really pray and ask the Lord for, like some of you, probably directions and answers to the question as to why these people, whether they were at the grocery store in Buffalo or at these children who were very innocent elementary school children, they didn't deserve this. So, you know, a lot of times we live in a world where tragedy like this strikes, and sometimes we kind of question, where is God in this, and what is he doing, as, you know, some of us may think, and how does he feel about it? God seems to be silent sometimes, and I think that's something that is a good topic to discuss sometimes when tragedy happens of this magnitude. Could be, you know, a world tragedy. You know, we've had so many things going on in our world today. Sometimes we hear nothing. Sometimes God seems to be silent, as if he's there, but he's not there. And, you know, yeah, I mean, admittedly, I mean, I feel the same way. Sometimes I feel that way. I feel like sometimes we're left to our own devices, our own, I guess, our own way to interpret what is going on here. First of all, I just want to send my prayers and condolences to those families and the people in those areas in Uvalde, Texas, and also in Buffalo, New York. I pray that our government, I guess people are looking to our government for solutions and to change or possibly do some things. This is not a political show, just to let you know, but I've been hearing a narrative, just like some of you have been on the news. And sometimes first thing that people want to do is find answers, of course, and to find a solution right away. And not to say that we shouldn't. There's a lot of talk about mental health out there on the news and the mental state of individuals and also gun rights and the accessibility to guns at an early age, at 18 perhaps, and things like that. There's a lot of narratives that are going on out there, if you're watching the news. And so it doesn't change the fact that, you know, a senseless killing that we consider senseless has been going on. And I, like some of you, have been pretty disturbed by it, because it was a tragedy. So in spite of how I feel about, you know, about the Lord and also about, you know, the answers to gun rights and all the things that's been talked about, I feel the need to just simply pray. And so some of you out there that feel this way, this is the same way I do. Let's take a pause to pray for these families. Father God, you see the tragedy that has happened in our nation, in our home here. We've lost even more children as well as people to guns and to gun violence. And Lord, we don't know the answer as to why. We don't know why something like this continues to happen. And Lord, help us to not just understand it, but help us to reach out with mercy and with support and with all the prayers that we can for these parents who have lost their children, for families that have lost loved ones. Lord, we ask right now that you would just comfort them through this tragedy, bring them through through the worst part of their life right now. Lord, I pray right now that you would just you would be a force of comfort, a spirit of comfort in their lives. And Father, help us to, as a people, as a country, as a nation, to come together and do what is right, whatever it may be, whatever is the wise thing to do. Lord, I know that there are so many things that have happened in our world. There's violence that is happening, not just in these situations, but other situations that are occurring from day to day. So many people are being killed and murdered. And Lord, I just pray right now that you would put your hand of intervention, to intervene as much as possible to prevent men from doing things like this, from people not having the spirit of compassion and the mental capacity. Lord, I know there will come a time when all these things will cease. But for now, we're asking for comfort, and we're asking for strength, for not just for the families, but for all of us that have been hearing and perplexed and confused by what's going on in our world today. Lord, give us the strength and the tenacity to just kind of make sense and bring it all together, but be whatever we can be to one another. Lord, we pray for our families right now, and we pray that we love our children. And we, as children, we love our parents, respect them and love them. Lord, whatever is going on in the lives of other individuals that maybe not feeling as loved or connected or whatever may be going on in their lives, Lord, I pray right now that you would show strong who you are in all of our lives. And Lord, we just thank you, and we pray for protection in this country and in this nation, Lord God, from the president on down to each and every individual, whether it's a politician from the left or the right, whether it's the senators, whether it's our government officials, our city leaders, our law enforcement, down to just your average person, your school teachers, your janitors, whoever it may be, the school bus drivers, the drivers in general, the people that are helping to serve our neighborhoods and our communities. Father, we pray that you would show mercy on them and bless them and give them strength through this tragedy, through this time in our lives. Father, we thank you for blessing us so far with provision and food and shelter, and help us continue with direction and guidance, Lord. Lord, help us to get stronger even past this. Help those families, Lord. I pray for them. Pray that you would help them. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, so we're going to get right into our devotional today. And we're going to start off in the scriptures here. And we're going to read out of Matthew chapter 15. Let's go ahead and get into the verse going through the entire thing of chapter 15 here. And I think we're going to go ahead and go to the entire chapter, and we're going to see what God has to say to us today. Remember, this is out of the devotional favor, day 12 of devotional favor, and so hopefully we'll see what God has to say to us in his word. This is Matthew chapter 15. Some Pharisees and teachers of religious law now arrived from Jerusalem to see Jesus. They asked him, "Why do your disciples disobey our age-old tradition? For they ignore our tradition and of ceremonial hand washing before they eat." Verse 3 says, Jesus replied and said, Why do you by your traditions violate the direct commandment of God? For instance, God says, honor your father and mother, And anyone who speaks disrespectfully of father or mother must be put to death. But you say it's all right for people to say to their parents, sorry, I can't help you, for I have a vow to give to God what I would have given to you. In this way, you say they don't need to honor their parents. And so you cancel the word of God for the sake of your own tradition. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, for he wrote, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship is a farce, for they teach man-made ideas as commands from God. Then Jesus called the crowds to come and hear. Listen, he said, and try to understand. It's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth. Verse 12 says, then the disciples came to him and asked, do you realize you offended the Pharisees by what you just said? Jesus replied, every plant not planted by my heavenly Father will be uprooted. So ignore them. They are blind guides leading the blind. And if one blind person guides another, they will both fall into a ditch. Then Peter said to Jesus, explain to us the parable that says people aren't defiled by what they eat. Don't you understand yet? Jesus asked. Anything you eat passes through the stomach and then goes into the sewer. But the words you speak come from the heart. That's what defiles you. For from the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. These are what defiles you. Eating with unwashed hands will never defile you. Then Jesus left Galilee and went to the north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him pleading, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon and that torments her severely. But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. Tell her to go away, they said. She is bothering us with all this begging. Then Jesus said to the woman, I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel. But she came and worshiped him, pleading again, Lord, help me. Jesus responded, it isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs. She replied, that's true, Lord. But even dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath the master's table. Dear woman, Jesus said to her, your faith is great. Your request is granted. And her daughter was instantly healed. Jesus returned to the Sea of Galilee and climbed a boat and sat down. A vast crowd brought to him people who were lame, blind, crippled, those who couldn't speak, and many others. They laid them before Jesus and he healed them all. The crowd was amazed. Those who hadn't been able to speak were talking, the crippled were made well, the lame were walking, and the blind could see again, and they praised the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples and told them, I feel sorry for these people. They have been here with me for 3 days, and they have nothing left to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry, or they will faint along the way. Disciples replied, where will we get enough food here in the wilderness for such a huge crowd? Jesus asked, how much bread do you have? They replied, 7 loaves and a few small fish. So Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took 7 loaves and the fish, thanked God for them, and broke them into pieces. He gave them to the disciples who distributed the food to the crowd. They all ate as much as they wanted. Afterwards, disciples picked up 7 large baskets of leftover food. There were 4,000 men who were fed that day, in addition to all the women and children. Then Jesus sent the people home, and they got into a boat and crossed over to the region of Magadan. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, so welcome back. So let's get right into the second part of this scripture here. And we're going to read it out of Colossians chapter 3. This is going to be verses 2 through 10, not very long. So we're going to read some of this and go into the next scripture. It says, "Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden in Christ, with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. And because of these sins, the anger of God is consuming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature, and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become more like Him." Let's go into Proverbs chapter 8, verse 21. "The tongue can bring life or death. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences." And the last scripture we're going to read is out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. It says, "We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ." So, what do some of these verses have in common as we read them? These verses have to do with what man says, what comes out of his mouth, what he speaks. When I say man, I mean mankind, male and female. Some of you may know and have known people to just speak how they feel and how they feel and what's on their mind. And sometimes no matter who it hurts or who it offends, they'll speak that anyway. And they'll say, "Well, I'm just speaking my mind," or "I'm just saying how I feel." Do you know that a lot of times certain things that we say, it's not always right to say. And some of us know that they're not right to say, and we say them anyway. That's what you call cruel, being just not being sensitive to people around you, whether it's those that are loved ones or those that may be around your job or people that you're associated with, sometimes over the phone. Do you see sometimes, it's a trip sometimes when I look on social media, when I look on places like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and people have a lot to say out there. They say things that's on their mind. They say things that out of their opinions. And listen, you know, we live in a country that they say freedom of speech. And from our leaders all the way down to common people, we hear people, whether they're on social media networks now or whether on television or whatever it is, they're speaking what's inside of them, what's coming out of them, what's spewing out of them. And out of their talk, out of their mouth, come all these things that Jesus was talking about, the things that are unclean, things that come from the heart, come from the real person. They might dress in a suit and tie, but they talk dirty. They talk offensive. They talk evil. And remember, it comes out of evil thoughts. Like the Bible says in Matthew chapter 15, verse 18 through 19, it says, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander." So it's, the mouth is a very, very powerful thing. The tongue is very powerful. It would destroy. It destroys relationships. It can destroy nations. So we see that. We've seen that in the years past and even now. And no matter whether you're the president of the United States or the governor of a state or a mayor of a city or some kind of, or just a person that's over a company or in a job, the things you say hold weight. It's something to think about. What you have to say. And this is why Jesus, he talks about, or actually Paul talks about putting those things away. Put to death the sinful earthly things lurking where? Within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. See, when you participate in those things, it's no wonder that what comes out is what filth that we've ingested. Certain things that we listen to, it's not so much like when you eat food. Some of us have, like including myself, have gained some weight because of the food that I've eaten, because of the type of diet or the type of nutrition that I thought that I was eating, whether it's chips and fast food and things like that, and sugar, all of a sudden become a part of my body. And as a result, you see what happens. Well, that's the same thing when we filter and we listen and take in the things that we are either watching on TV, listening to on the radio, the programs we engage in, the type of games we play, maybe the engagement of other people. Sometimes being around certain types of people will cause you to be a certain way. See, that's something that we have to be careful of as Christians, as believers. Being a believer makes you different. It makes you different to the people that may see you and don't know anything about God, don't know anything about Jesus, know anything about church. And in a different episode that I'll probably talk a little bit more about, it's about how we as Christians could be different, not just by going to church, not by just being Bible thumpers or reading your Bibles, like they say, or quoting scriptures. Listen, people hear all that, but they want to see the way you live. They want to see whether or not what you read or where you go to worship or what you do daily, whether it's daily or once a week, or how you talk about God, does it make a difference in your life? Listen, I say this all the time, but I share this, and I'm sure some of you may know this. It's not about what you say. It's about what you do. It's how you live. People will see you all day long talking about the Bible, talking about Jesus, talking about I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored. And that's all well and good. I'm not saying that you shouldn't say that. But what I am saying is that when people continue to see your behavior, do they see what does their image, or your image, I'm sorry, your character, does it mirror who they are as an individual in the world? Or do they see something different? Do they see Christ? Do they see you acting and behaving different and talking different? Listen, we have to be authentic Christians. I'm not saying perfect. There's a difference. Perfect means that you do everything right without any type of mess up or anything. But as a believer, we have to get closer to God. The closer you get to God, the more his way will rub off on you. I'm going to say that one more time for those of you that weren't listening. The closer you get to God, the more like him, the more his personality, his holiness will rub off on you. So I'm going to end this like this. Spend more time with him. Spend more time with God. Spend more time in his word. Spend more time in the things of God, meaning worship music, listening to preaching, listening to ministries that will help you, reading God's word, spending time in God's word, spending time with God alone without any distractions. You need to spend time with God alone without any distractions. No television, no radio, just perfect silence, listening to God, asking God to help you get closer to him. I guarantee you that if you spend time, and I'm not talking about once, I'm talking about more than once, setting aside a time out of your busy schedule, maybe even after your busy schedule. I know a lot of times I've said, wake up early in the morning and spend time with the Lord. But some of us sometimes have to hit the ground running. So maybe another suggestion would be when you come home at night and you've done everything and you've gone everywhere you needed to go and you're done, you're getting ready to lay down and go to sleep. Well, some people I've heard say don't fall asleep on God's word or don't fall asleep praying. But I will say this, the best time to reflect on God, to turn everything off early and sit and lay down in the presence of the Lord, just do that and talk with him. And if you happen to drift off, then you just drift off in the presence of the Lord and wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you for another day. But always thank him for the day that you had. Thank God for rest. So listen, I want you guys to really think about this. Think about what defiles you, what truly defiles you. And one other thing I'll end this with in our devotion. It says here, let us not extinguish the favor of God in our lives with an undisciplined tongue and destructive thoughts. Be mindful of the things that you say. Your words have the power to create or destroy, and what you speak will paint a picture of your life. Have you ever seen someone try to put toothpaste back into the tube? It can't happen. Similarly, once words are spoken, they can't be retracted. There is no undo button for hurtful words. Fortunately, Jesus redeems and restores, but it would have been easier if it hadn't ever happened. We've been given self-control on purpose to be positive. Guard your heart and set your mind on things above and pave the way for favor to flow into your life. And from the words of your mouth, be intentional about what you say today and watch how God will use it for your good. So that's it in a nutshell. Pretty much. Remember that. Remember, what you say, it can't be undone. Things that you might say, it has a lasting effect. And half the time, sometimes we have to pray and ask God for forgiveness. But what's even better is if we can ask God for more self-control and help us to have more self-control. Before you say something, think before you speak. That's kind of what our mothers and our parents used to tell us when we were kids. Think before you speak. And I know for some of us that's hard to do. But for some of us that, to be quite honest, if it's hard for us to do it, then that means we have to pray and ask God to help our self-control and help us to be more like Him. Do you ever think about God sometimes and think whether or not he's in control? He's never not been in control. So think about that. And think about what I said about getting closer and closer to the Lord. Amen. So listen, that's going to do it for this week's devotional. I want to thank you so much for everything, for just sticking around and coming and being a part of this listening audience. And so we're going to continue on with more of this devotion of favor. And keep people in prayer. Keep those in prayer around you, your children, of course, your family, your friends, your husbands, your wives, mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers, and those that you know that need prayer. Don't forget to pray for them. Don't forget to pray for your people that's on your job, people that we see on television, on the news, and our politicians, our governors. I don't care whether or not you voted for them or not, or whether you like them or not. Pray for them. The Bible tells us to pray for them. Even if we don't like their personality, even if we don't like the decisions they've made, pray for them anyway. So that's about it. I thank you again and continue to stay listening, and I'll bring out more content. And you have a blessed and wonderful week. I'll be talking to you soon. God bless.